Jasmine Hughes wrote in a New York Times blog, "Recently, at an IRL party, that is, a party that takes place in real life, as opposed to where I generally live, which is on the internet, a guest asked a friend and I how we met. The sentence includes a common error I have been seeing and hearing more and more often lately. The error is using the subject pronoun I when the object pronoun me should be used. Even President Obama can be heard using I for the object of a sentence. At his first press conference on November 7, 2008, he spoke about being invited to tour the White House. Well, President Bush graciously invited Michelle and I to meet with him and First Lady Laura Bush. English has 8 subject pronouns. I, you, he, she, it, we, you, and they. Subject pronouns show the actor in a sentence. For example, in the sentence, I speak English, I is the actor. English also has 8 object pronouns. Me, you, him, her, it, us, you, and them. We use an object pronoun to show the receiver of the action in a sentence, as in, she gave the book to me. In that sentence, me is the receiver. I think the confusion about I and me comes from instruction we get as children to be polite. When we mention ourselves and another person in a sentence, we are told to put the other person first. For example, we might be reminded to say, my brother and I went to the White House. Saying, I and my brother went to the White House is grammatically correct, but would sound impolite or rude. So, English speakers who are faced with 2 people in the object position in a sentence often grab for the phrase, somebody and I. They do not notice the phrase is grammatically incorrect. It just sounds more polite. Back to Miss Hughes, her party, and the New York Times blog. Her sentence should be rewritten as, a guest asked a friend and me how we met. A simple way to check for the correct pronoun in a case like this is mentally to eliminate the second person. Try saying in your head, a guest asked me how we met. That simple check makes choosing the correct pronoun easier. Take it from me. I'm Jill Robbins.